I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, November 14. Coming up, Prime Minister says NIDs vital to anti-corruption efforts. Senate passes National Identification and Registration Act, and Alpart's first shipment slated for December 5. The news in detail after this message.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy-saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the establishment of a reliable national identification system, NIDS, for Jamaicans is pivotal to the government's thrust to combat corruption. Mr. Holness says the absence of a uniformed system of identification enables the creation of an ecosystem of informality and permissiveness in which corrupt persons escape accountability. He urged members of the public to support the passage of the National Identification and Registration Act 2017, which will pave the way for the introduction of the National Identification System.
Anti-corruption efforts requires a process of establishing, verifying, and certifying identity. Several different databases of identity using different standards and means of identification without a means of cross-matching does not enhance transparency.
The Prime Minister was speaking Sunday at a certification ceremony for 434 integrity champions trained under a National Integrity Action NIA Council of Voluntary Social Services CVSS program sponsored by the United States Agency for International Development. Participants received anti-corruption leadership training as well as other techniques to assist in the national fight against corruption. The National Identification and Registration Act 2017 has been passed in the Senate. It was passed with 168 amendments during a special sitting of the Upper House yesterday. The bill seeks to facilitate the establishment and regulation of a system for the registration, verification, and authentication of the identity of citizens and other persons residing in Jamaica. Leader of Government Business Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says with the passage of the bill, the government will now begin the phased implementation of the system.
It is intended to put the infrastructure and systems in place over the next 12 months. The pilot would begin in January 2019, and the national rollout is intended to commence in September 2019 over a period of 3 to 4 years.
Senator Johnson-Smith says a public education campaign will be part of the rollout. Mining Minister Mike Henry says the first shipment of alumina from the Alpart Alumina Refinery in Nain, St. Elizabeth is expected to go out on December 5. The shipment of 35,000 tons is expected to provide an immediate cash injection to Jamaica's economy. Minister Henry adds that in conjunction with the planned development of the Alpart plant by owners Jiko and Iron and Steel Company, JISCO, the increase in exports will play a major role in stimulating economic growth.
That development of Alpart is an exciting special economic zone development that relates to moving it to building whole new plants. In terms, they're going to build a second power plant. They're going to build an aluminum foil factory. They're going to expand Kaiser Port overall to begin to intensify the shipments that leave from the Kaiser Port, ultimately dredge the port.
Minister Henry was speaking at a JIS think tank session this morning. And Mining Minister Mike Henry says this year's observance of Minerals Week will be geared towards educating Jamaicans on the value and potential of the minerals sector. Minerals Week will be held from November 19 to 25 and will see community meetings being staged in mining districts to reinforce the sector's role in Jamaica's growth and development. Minister Mike Henry says the main aim of the activities is to broaden the public's knowledge base and foster a greater appreciation for the lands around them.
That indeed is their land too, that they must protect it equally, right, in terms of what we do with it. For instance, we have already achieved one milestone in the Alpart factory, which had been silent for, I think, 10 years, and is now pumping up and is now manufacturing and producing alumina. Right?
The mining minister was speaking at a JIS think tank session earlier today. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.